All right, we got more coming up here. All these pretty dresses. Hi, good morning, everyone. I'm going to tell you about Luna. Luna was a dog. She was 1.5 years old, and she's a mix between a German Shepherd and a Siberian Husky. And that made Luna look really interesting. It gave her these really light eyes. I'm going to show you a picture of her up here. She's got these really, really light blue eyes. And she's a dark dog, but she's got these blue eyes. And Luna's owner was Nick, and Nick was a student at UC San Diego. And there's two things that Nick really loved. He loved his dog Luna, which he had since she was a puppy, and he also loved his boat, Elizabeth H., and he loved to go out on the boat fishing. And last month, February 10, that's exactly what he was doing. He was out off the coast of California, and he was fishing in his boat, and he had Luna with him, and he had his buddy with him, and life just couldn't get any better. He looked at Luna, and he thought, oh, this is just wonderful. But then the next minute, he looked up, and Luna was gone. And he's like, where'd she go? And so he called for Luna, and she didn't come. And so he and his buddy searched the boat. It's not a very big boat. And it was evident that Luna was not on the boat. Now they're out in the ocean, and Luna's not on the boat. So where is she?
She sinks in the water and dies, probably.
Yeah. Hey, this guy's smart. Give the story to him. So she's in the water, right? And so Nick panics, and he starts looking for Luna, and he's searching, and you know, the water's kind of dark, and she's kind of dark, and he's calling for her, and he's going back and forth in the boat, and he's looking and looking, and he just keeps looking and looking, and the day goes on, and finally he decides to call for help, and he's like, help, my dog's in the water, can someone help? And so they alert the Coast Guard and the boats in the area, and they also call the island. There's San Clemente Island is right there. It's probably the closest land to where he was. And they said, hey, can you search the island? And so they, you know, just in case the dog gets to the island. So for days they were searching. And that's all Nick did for 2 days. He took his boat, he went back and forth, combing all the water. And pretty soon after 2 days of searching, and that's 3 days since she was last seen, he finally realized that he's not going to see her again, because you don't survive in the ocean that long, because the sun beats down on you and there's no water to drink. Even though there's a lot of salt water, it's not good to drink, and so you just dehydrate. So he put on his Facebook page, he put this on his Facebook page. He said, rest in peace, Luna, you will be greatly missed. And it was really sad. Now, yeah, that's a picture. No, not in the water. That's her as a puppy. You can't really see it that well, but she's got these blue eyes that just stand out. She's a really cute dog. Anyway, so that was really sad. Now, 5 weeks later, someone was driving on the island. There's a naval station there, and there was a worker that was going to work and driving on the island, and he sees a dog. Now, there's no dogs allowed on the island. They have some foxes, but they're little, but this was a dog. And he's like, what's that dog doing on the island? So he kind of backs up and he's like, hey, I wonder if that's the dog they were looking for last month, 5 weeks ago. Could that be the dog that guy lost in the water? And so he called to the dog, he whistled, and sure enough, it was Luna. And she ran to his vehicle, and she just jumped right in, and he took her to the station, and everybody was so excited they found Luna. And they called Nick, and he was in Arizona on a lake in Arizona. He gets the call, he's like, we found your dog. And oh, he was so happy. He wrote on his Facebook page after that, he wrote that he was beyond stoked, because he was so thrilled that they found his dog. And he said, you know, I can't come right now to pick her up, but I'm going to send my buddy Connor. And so he sent Connor, and they had to fly the dog off the island. And Connor was there, and I'm going to show you another picture. This is one of the researchers, the biologist on the island. She's the one that helped organize the search for Luna, and she had been searching for him for weeks. And so she was happy. And then the other picture is a picture of Connor, and he's got Luna, and they're just really happy. Everybody was so happy that day. And before they said goodbye to Luna, one of the researchers at that naval station there on San Clemente Island gave Luna a dog tag. And you'll see what the dog tag said. It said, for Luna, keep the faith. Now, do you think Luna had faith? I think she kind of did, didn't she? She survived. She got to the island somehow. I don't know how she survived all those days. There's no water on the island. it's really harsh on the island. There's not much food. She probably ate a few rodents or something. She was pretty skinny and dehydrated when they found her. But she survived for 5 weeks on that island. I think she had faith. I think her owner, Nick, I think he kind of lost faith after a while. I think at first he thought, well, she's a good swimmer. Maybe she can go to the island. But I think after a while he thought, you know what, I'm never going to see her again. Now, the Bible defines faith. Did you know that? In Hebrews, the Bible defines faith. What does the Bible say about faith? In Hebrews 11, it says faith is the substance of things hoped for. And
I know the story where the man said, I give up, I'll never see her again. Well, I thought he actually did die in the ocean. I did actually think that.
He lost his faith. But it says, in Hebrews it says, it's the substance for things hoped for and the evidence for things unseen. And it has examples of people in the Bible that had faith, like Abel had faith because he brought an offering that was acceptable to God. And Noah, did Noah have faith? I mean, he built this boat and he went in the boat. It wasn't even raining. He got all the animals in the boat. And people were ridiculing him, and he was in there for days, but he had a lot of faith, didn't he? And it ended up saving himself and his family and the animals. And Abraham had faith because he left his family, and he was like a stranger in the land because he was looking for some place that whose a city whose maker and builder was God. And Abraham's wife had faith because she had a baby in old age, and Abraham... What did Abraham do with his son?
I had three things to say. Two aren't really part of this. He was faithful because he trusted God and was about to kill his son before the angel came. So, and
that's right. He was going to sacrifice his son, right?
And the second thing is, I want another story. And three is this story true or false?
It is true. It just happened just last month, and actually they found the dog just a couple weeks ago, and so it is a very true story. And it's also true that Abraham had faith. And the reason why he had faith is because he knew that there was something more than this earth, okay? And you know what? This is the other story. So do you think Luna was happy when she got to the island? I think she was. I think she's like, she brushed off all that salt water and she said, you know what? I'm on land now. But you know, after weeks went by, do you think she was happy? I don't think she was. I think she was hungry, and she was looking for something, right? And when we, on this planet, we have a lot of beautiful things on this earth. We have beautiful flowers, we have beautiful people, we have people that love us, but as you get older, you start seeing a lot of things that aren't very pretty, right? And you ask these older people out here, and they'll tell you they've seen a lot of things that are not very happy. But you know what? We have a hope, and we can have faith too, just like Luna did, and just like the patriarchs had, we can have faith that God will come and he'll restore the earth, and we'll have, this place will be beautiful again. And it makes us live differently in our lives, having that faith, okay? So can you all have faith?
Yeah.
Pretend you have a dog tag like Luna's tag that says, keep the faith, okay? And live as if you have faith that God is going to come and make things beautiful, all things beautiful like he intended, okay? Let's bow our heads now and say a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you so much for giving us a hope, for giving us yourself, that we may have salvation and that we may have this faith, and help us to always live our life every day having this faith that you will come again and restore things, and that you will restore your kingdom. And help us, Lord, to live our lives accordingly, we pray. Amen. All right.
So that wasn't another story. That's just the same.
We are going to give another story next week, okay? You going to come here next week for the other story?
Next week, no. We just came here to get in the hotel, and we're going to San Diego.
Okay, you're going to miss the story. Maybe you'll see Nick in San Diego. All right. Thank you.